two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Yeah. What are you doing with the drink? Give it to the king. God.
Give the king his drink.
Drink, dude.
Give the... Hey. Get him a side table to put that on.
Hey, before you do that...
No, wait.
Before you do that...
Clear off that table.
Bow. Bow to Tom.
Take it all off.
Bow to Tom.
Bow to him.
Bow to Tom first.
Bow to him. Say, my liege, I am so...
My liege.
Say, I am so proud to have met you in person, my liege.
It's just from my homeland. Sucky, sucky.
Sucky, sucky. Okay, now go. Wait. Let him put drinks on your back until Carlos can clear off the table.
Yeah.
Use him as a table.
Yeah, use him as a table.
Yeah, good boy.
I don't hear anything, no.
God damn it.
Damn it, man.
I think he might have.
Oh, there we go. You just had to.
Okay. Yeah. Did you do that with
you? We can bring it down a little.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is it high?
It's pretty hot.
That's all right.
You can bring it down a little.
Sorry, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was like, are you deaf?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Whoa. What? I just got it. I'm down.
Trying to insult our guest?
Fancy Spaniard.
Yeah, dude. Number
who do you think
one,
you are, bud?
We're family.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, he's the king. Number two, number
Andrew's
three.
Kind of deaf.
Right? Number three.
Andrew's what?
Kind of deaf.
Watch your tone, bud.
Bro.
You want to get shit back? Bro. You want ice? You want me to send ice?
I have a passport now.
What?
I'll bring fire, dude.
Oh,
wait,
dude.
How long?
It is funny. He
that
is a
sounds
citizen.
Like, that sounds like he just got. Did you just get the passport?
Yeah. About 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. It sounded like it sounded like it arrived last week.
No,
I have a passport now.
No, he did. He took a citizenship test and he's an American citizen. We're proud of him.
Yeah. Way to go, man.
So,
USA.
I'm not clapping.
USA.
Tom, let's introduce our guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today is one of the most powerful. Poignant.
It's too much.
It's a lot.
It's
Tom Segura.
Thank you. No, take out poignant.
Poignant
and powerful.
He is powerful and poignant.
Okay.
And he has a show out right now on Netflix called Bad Thoughts, which we are going to sue for as a bad friends company man.
Oh, it's right there, right? It's
are there close. Other words you could have used?
Yeah.
Than
there,
bad?
There were about
awful
300 that we can see.
Awful thoughts.
It could have been.
Yeah.
Atrocious thoughts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Alliteration would have been good, like terrible thoughts.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Well thought. Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
Synonyms for bad. You could have used.
Yeah, zoom in.
Substandard.
Yeah. Unacceptable would have been good.
Unacceptable thoughts. Second rate.
Yeah.
Dreadful.
Dreadful.
Not up to par thoughts.
Unlucky thoughts. Grim thoughts.
Have you thought about what you're going to name your special?
No, I haven't, Tom.
It's one of the worst times you can have.
I know. I can't think of it.
I just did mine.
I know. I know your
I
title's
can't say
great.
It yet, but I'm
I know
excited.
Your title's great.
There's this thing too when you when you're naming, and they pointed us out to me because we were submitting just dozens of them.
Yeah.
Every title sounds fake until it's like official.
Right.
Like when you're throwing them around, you're like, that sounds like a made up. That doesn't sound real.
Well, ChatGPT says Bobby's comedy special should be called Tiger Dad. Unfiltered kimchi, the slept king, pork chop samurai,
undiagnosed.
That's the only one. Trauma Llama is so good.
Trauma Llama.
I feel like
good.
if you do go with Still Bobby, you got to do one of these poses.
It's
how about this?
Still Bobby.
Still Bobby. Yeah.
No, does your title? I was thinking about this because you guys are the pros.
Correct.
And you guys are better than me.
That's right.
Yeah.
As keep people going. You're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. What?
As people, you mean.
People draw better.
No. Comedians.
As people, as comics, as friends, as actors, as writers, as performers. As
yeah.
Everything, really.
Yeah, you know.
Take it away.
Okay.
Now, so good.
Now go.
Yeah.
You guys are so good. Anyway, well, I was going to say, does your title have anything to do with your jokes or your theme, or can it just be... random.
It can be random. Anything.
All right. Well, why can't I just do the Slep King?
You can.
Yeah.
Trauma Llama is more fun.
Yeah, but I don't have jokes about llamas.
Yeah, I certainly think you could write one. Let's do one right now. Go ahead. Okay.
What did the llama say to his twin brother llama?
What did he say?
You can open it. You know, because your opener.
Pretty good, right? That's dead on. What? Go ahead.
Well, the opener is your table setter for the hour. So that's a good way to start the hour. Let people know what kind of show they're going to see.
Really?
Sure. Yeah.
Listen, you're a better friend than me, right? And you're a better actor and all that stuff.
Correct.
Like he said, right? But what I'm saying to you is that, are you being real right now?
Yeah.
You think that joke I just wrote Should be my opening joke.
For the special, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you might maybe workshop it a little.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for coming, man. My first special. Woo! San Diego!
Woo!
Hey! Hey! What's up?
Trouble Lava!
What? Thanks for bringing it up, guy. You all right? What did the one llama say to the twin llama, brother?
What did he say?
What?
Nah.
Woo!
Everybody's laughing.
Losing it, dude.
I'm losing it?
My favorite thing you said is it's the table setting for the entire special, and it made me think immediately, I know that's a turn of phrase, but how Bobby has literally never set a table his entire life.
I went to etiquette school.
No, you didn't.
I there's a paper in Poway. I have a clipping of it, of me going to etiquette school. They
Why?
Took a photo of me.
Why did they take a photo of you going to etiquette school?
Because I didn't know what a fork was.
How old were you?
12 or something. And so I it was like that. And I picked
right
up a
there?
Fork. What? No, that's not me.
Oh.
I was picking up a fork, like looking at it like, this is a fork. You know what I mean? And I was like.
Dude, you went to etiquette class for how long? Be honest.
For like a year. We also learned dancing, ballroom dancing.
Shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's so funny? Is that you have none of that is in you. Or about like. I love you. And I've introduced you to different people in my life. And all of them are like, where's this fucking alien from? Like within minutes.
No,
they're like, this
no,
is
no,
the
no,
least.
Fuck off, Tom. I think it's your projection because I'm going to say something. No. I'll tell you why. We were in Toronto backstage.
Yeah.
And he said the same exact, privately. He goes, where are you from? You're so weird.
Yeah.
And I think that's his own projection. I think I'm normal.
Wait, why are you saying he's not projecting?
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Why? What would he be projecting?
Because he's weird.
No. I don't think so, dude.
You don't think that's weird?
I think he's about as low weird on the weird scale as you are the highest of the weird.
What's weird about me, though?
What's weird?
That you're Peruvian, but you look like a white guy.
Okay, that's kind of weird. Sure.
I would say right? It was interesting, not weird.
Yeah.
That's more interesting than weird.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, you're Peruvian. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
New, the only guy that lost weight that looks worse.
Wow, dude.
Okay.
You see what he's doing?
You look great.
And by the way,
you look great.
He tried to go to battle with Shane Gillis. Didn't end well. So
yeah, it didn't end well. Yeah. Well, you know, here's another thing that you're weird.
Yeah.
You surprise me.
That's weird?
Yeah, because it's like you're dynamic, but you know, you hide your talents.
What are you fucking talking about?
I don't know. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, it's not working.
Yeah.
He's not weird. Look, Carlos.
Weird.
He's fucking weird, man. We know what weird is. We have it all over. Look at the fucking window of weirdos.
He said alien.
You are quite alien.
So I walk into like a dinner like.
Dude, but here's the thing. You take this. You always get defensive like it's a critique.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that it's a celebration. Like when people meet you. Like we've toured together. You came and did Bad Thought. You did an episode of Bad Thoughts with me.
I have another thing that I have
let him finish.
Okay, but go ahead.
So like, in both scenarios, you know, like I go like, oh, here, this is my friend Bobby's great comic, and everyone, you know, it's like, oh, cool. Always, if not within the first 20 minutes, within the first few hours, mm-hmm. people pull me aside and they're like, yo, this guy's out of his fucking mind.
Dude, story of my fucking life.
It's got to be, right?
Every day of my life.
And why does he react this way, though?
He pretends this is an act. It's a. Yeah. He does this because he wants. This is him ramping up.
Yeah.
You know how like somebody ramps up?
Yeah.
He's ramping up silently. Look at him. Go ahead and say what you want to say back. He's not critiquing you. He's just giving you the real world.
Okay.
Okay.
People used to call me eccentric.
Eccentric.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, that's the one.
And.
Espresso.
Yeah, and I. Espresso, eccentric.
Can you get me espresso? Okay. I'm an eccentric.
That's what you should call your special, eccentric espresso.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What did the Rama say to his twin brother?
Oh, you're on fire today.
Okay, go.
So women used to go, you're eccentric. And I Googled it, and I don't think that I'm any of that.
You are eccentric. We've looked it up on this show.
Yeah. So,
unconventional and slightly strange.
Yeah, but that's about society. You know, like society tells you how to behave one way, right?
Not
everybody's weird about you.
Yeah,
that's what.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. you are eccentric. We love, that's what we like about you.
It's the most fun thing.
But I honestly, can I just say, so? Oh, can I just, I honestly think that I'm normal.
For you, you are.
Like when I wake up, I'm like, I go, oh, normal. You know what I mean? Like,
you go, ugh.
No, I don't do that. No, no.
You were about to.
No, I don't do that. No, no, no. I go,
oh, no, 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 no. Good morning.
No, I go, oh, morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Okay,
right?
Can I give you an example?
Okay.
Here's the deal. If
I don't like this.
If I said to my mom and dad in Chicago, if I said, Tom Segura's coming over for dinner tonight, they'd go, oh, wow, awesome. Oh, my God. And then if I say, when I said, Bobby, mom, dad, Bobby's coming up for dinner,
yeah.
My mom goes, really? What does he
eat? Okay.
That's a fact. They were there.
All right. When I went to your fucking Thanksgiving fucking dinner, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't I polite?
You were.
And
it
joy.
Blew my fucking. You were putting
that's
on.
Who I am.
You were putting
that's
on.
That's who I am.
You were putting.
That's who I am. Dude, I'm a normal dude.
How much of an act was he fucking putting on? It was unbelievable.
You were watching football with his dad.
It's such bullshit.
Because that's what I do in my normal
sports.
Life, dude.
He's such a liar.
You've watched football before?
No.
No.
But it's like, oh, the Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, because they should change the name.
No, they did.
Yeah.
They changed it. Philadelphia.
Skyhawks, yeah. Whatever they are.
The Skyhawks.
So, yeah.
It's so close.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think it's Eagles.
Hey.
There we go.
You got it.
Okay, name me some football team. I can give
you some. Okay. You want to guess? Pittsburgh.
Steelers.
Very good.
Very good. Detroit.
Lions.
Chicago. Got to know that.
Bears.
Arizona. That's a tricky
Cardinals.
One. Oh, that's good. Wow. You know them all.
So that's my point. I act like this in show business areas.
Good for you.
Right? So, like, you know, I met Chuck Lorre the other day.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Brag. Big brag. Big brag.
That, was it a general? Like, was it a...
No, we were just hanging out.
Where?
Oh, we were just hanging out. Me and Chuck Lorre.
And I act weird around him because I'm like... Use me as in a sitcom. Five and a half guys or whatever, you know.
Right.
What I mean? And so it's like, I can see myself act, like my brother does it. My brother acts weird in front of you guys. He's that's not who he is.
You're right. I've seen both sides of your brother.
Yeah. So it's like I think that I kind of like accentuate certain things.
You
qualities
you
of
play it up.
Right.
Yeah, that's normal though.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I have a qualm with you.
Tell me.
Okay.
Okay.
So this fool. Right. No, I'll bring it up privately.
No, do it now. You might as well do it now.
That look was fucking. You have a look now, Dan.
Now?
Yeah. Your look now is improved dramatically.
What do you mean?
He can look at me with an eye, mm-hmm. or both eyes, if you may, mm-hmm. and you can go, just in one eye, shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I wasn't doing that.
He didn't do that, though.
I didn't do that.
Tell me what the...
I'm curious as to what your qualm is.
Okay.
Oh, check this out, dude. This is so funny.
What?
Here, I'm Bobby. Making it up.
No, I'm not making it up.
I'm not right now in my head. Making it up. I'm making it up. I'm fucking making it up right now in my head. Go.
I'm not going to say it.
Oh, come on,
bro. Dude. Don't do this. Just do it.
What's your qualm?
Please.
What did the qualm was that you called me.
Yeah.
We pay him doing a project,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, and you called me FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went to your bad thoughts thing.
Yeah.
And I went to the director. I'm like, oh, this is of the project that you're doing. And I go, I'm in it, right? He's like, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Hold on one second. I'm just gonna.
Who said?
I'm just gonna give this story the light. Is this? is that it?
Wait. That you went to the premiere. That's what you're saying.
And you were worried you weren't in it. You're in the fucking show.
No, it was a different project.
Oh,
what?
The movie.
The movie. Okay.
You called me a movie, and then when I went to and talked to the director, he made it seem like I wasn't in it.
Maybe you're not.
What did he say?
He goes, maybe he was joking, like, we're going to have to audition or something, but you know what I mean?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Were you good in the movie, do you think?
We haven't done it yet.
So what the fuck are you talking about?
He's talking about that there's a movie coming up.
Yeah.
That your offer's coming this week for.
Yeah.
And and he's
oh, wow.
right.
You know, I believe that. Wow. You know, yeah, he'll turn it down, but
he might.
You know how he does.
He might.
You know what I mean?
He just might.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Not we can't all because, do karate because... ghost.
You're a karate ghost?
Dude, this guy.
What's karate ghost?
My favorite thing about Bobby, sometimes Bobby's like, don't do the Asian accent anymore, man. I'm trying to get away from that kind of shit. And I'm like, okay, fine. What'd you do this week? He's like, I shot Karate Ghost.
What is that? Deadline?
Yeah.
It's not Deadline.
Belushi, Bobby Lee, and who else? Tim Rosin, Colton Gobo. Those are fake names. Those are AI.
Well, that dude right there is in the new Karate Kid movie.
I know, buddy. I'm just teasing.
Okay.
God. Wait, so have you, is this?
I shot it already.
And
Steve Howie's in it, too.
Is it just your voice?
No, no, I'm literally in it.
But
ooh, like, on. Stop
bro,
it.
What the fuck?
It's a good movie. It's going to be not. Big.
How was, mean, what? How was it?
How Steve what? Howie's in it, by the way. Here's how I know Steve Howie's in it.
What?
Steve Howie called me. I was at the gym and he called me to say, hey man, did Bobby change his number? I can't get through to him at all. I was like, you got the right number, bud.
Yeah, yeah. I texted him back though.
You did finally.
We called it. Yeah, I called him. Yeah, yeah.
Set in a town ruled by an absurd karate law, the film watches a lonely teen form an unlikely bond with the ghost of his late father's favorite action hero. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then you're the fake.
No, I play a sensei. And I do a thick Asian accent. I do a thick Asian accent.
I was going to say, how's your English? In it. Is it the kind we all want to hear?
All right.
But it's based on a popular comic book, right? In a video game?
Oh, yeah. Cool. So here's the deal, okay? I fucking...
Look at you in that IMDb photo. That's great, man.
This kid's, down there. This guy's killing it, man.
No, right, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That was from a long
96.
Time ago.
96.
1996.
That's when VH1 was still on the air.
Yeah, yeah.
So handsome.
Okay, anyway, this is what happened, Tom.
Kick punch.
I had to fly.
you had a... Tell me, you had what?
Come on.
Dude, I feel so defenseless. I'm being bullied by both of you.
Do you deserve this?
I do, I think.
You do.
I do.
Go ahead.
I apologize.
That's fine.
Okay. I didn't show up to a meeting.
You? Yeah. Was it at noon or something? You're like, this is
10 a.m. in the morning.
Okay. 10:30, Carlos and I were on the phone with Ireland. We were Zooming with Ireland doing morning press. And they were like, where's Bobby? Is Bobby going to be coming with you?
Yeah.
I was like, well, he's not at my house. We have two separate homes, so I don't know where. And they're like, really? Can you get a hold of Bobby? And I was like, I can't. We can't get a hold of Bobby.
Yeah, how mad were you?
We had this plan for weeks.
How mad were you?
I said, you're right, Irishman. We have had this plan for weeks. Yeah, I can't believe Bobby's not on the call. I was like, I can't either. You know what, dude? He never does stuff like this. And the Irishman goes, that's so disappointing. I thought we'd get you together and you'd be goofing together. And I said, me too. Me too, bud. Me too.
I know how many times I have to fucking apologize for it. Karate Ghost. Yeah.
Can karate we ghost? Not talk about Karate Ghost?
I just want to finish the story.
You didn't even tell me, by the way.
What about what?
Well, you had asked me and you know about you and Bad Thoughts, and you're like, is it funny? Is it good? And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, thank you so much for doing it. Did you watch it?
You know he didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
No fucking chance.
You didn't watch yourself?
No. What happened was this, okay?
What happened was?
I'll tell you what happened. Yeah. So Gilbert from Tiger Belly.
Correct.
I made him watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So he saw the whole show.
So you paid another guy to watch your scene for you.
And
then before, because, you know what I mean, and he goes, your sketches is not as strong, you know what I mean, as the other sketches.
Is it your fault?
I know. Just listen to what I'm saying, Tom. Okay, I don't want you rolling around, all right? What I'm saying is that, and so I'm like, oh, but I have to say, I've gotten a lot of texts how great I was in it.
You're so funny in it.
So my point is that thank you so much.
Okay. You were really great in it, honestly.
Thank you.
Why didn't you want to watch it?
Andrew, do you watch everything you're in?
No, but exactly. I watch everything you're in.
I know. And I watch Nikki Slinky.
Did you?
Nikki Slinky?
Yeah, loved it. What's it about?
It's about golf, baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very good. Say less.
Anyway, I don't watch things that I'm in.
Me neither. I agree.
Right. But sometimes I force myself to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm trapped into it.
You're going to be happy with yourself in this one day when you see it. You're very funny in it.
Also, if it was shown at the premiere, I would have been forced to watch it. But it's like, but based on the other sketches on the show, let me say this, okay? I was talking to my date about it, and I go, number one, I've never seen anything like it, okay? Number two, it's shot like a film. Mm. Number three, it's crazy funny. So what I'm saying is that thank you for putting me in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. I think it's prestigious. And I want to say that congratulations.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
So, Jesus fucking Christ.
Gold Belly. You know,
listen up to me.
No, listen. Okay? You listen to me.
You listen to me.
All right.
I'm going to tell you about the only gift that any dad wants to get this Father's Day. Get him Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships the most iconic foods from the best restaurants across the country straight to his door for free, like this Chicago's finest.
Lumalades. And also, can I just say, during the pandemic, I survived with the Gold Belly. I got pies from North Carolina. I got cakes from New York. And I got these pizzas from Chicago. You get the best from all over the United States of America. And it delivers to your house. And, you know, some of it comes frozen.
That's right.
Right. And it's easily microwavable or baked in your oven. Mm-hmm. Right. And you get delicious foods from all over the country. And wow, we're just trying to open your world.
We just want to open your world. Don't stay contained to your little bubble in your little neighborhood of the three restaurants you always go to. There's an ease of shipping and a quality of food that is like no other. You can get anything from anywhere pretty much on Gold Belly. So if you're looking to make dad feel like an absolute legend this Father's Day, or you just want to impress your friends and family with an epic meal next time you host, go to goldbelly.com and get free shipping and 20% off your first order with promo code BADFRIENDS.
That's goldbelly.com, code BADFRIENDS for free shipping and 20% off your first order.
Gold Belly, baby.
Shopify.
Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
Upgrade your business and get the same checkout we use with Shopify. You know, we have an online business. We would not have one without Shopify.
That's exactly.
Nobody does it better than Shopify. And it's the home of the number one checkout on the planet.
And the not-so-secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%. You know, there's these companies like Allbirds, you know, the shoes Allbirds and stuff like that.
Skims
is great too. And you think, great business. But what's really going on behind them, the business behind the business?
Shopify.
It's Shopify.
So if you're into growing your business like we all are, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere else in between.
So upgrade your business and get the same checkout that Skims and Allbirds uses right now. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/badfriends, all lowercase.
You guys just got to go to shopify.com, all lowercase badfriends, to upgrade your selling today.
Go to shopify.com/badfriends to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/badfriends.
Chime. Banking is easier now.
And much easier with Chime, man.
Chime is changing the way people bank, my friend. Fee-free and smarter banking built for you.
They really do, man.
Not like old school banks that charge you overdraft and monthly fees, my friend.
Well,
built for you, not the 1%.
It's not 1%. It's built for everybody, man. And it helps you build credit history stress-free. You get paid when you say, okay, up to $500. Bank fee-free. Plus overdraft coverage you can count on. I used to overdraft all the time. When I first moved to LA, I would overdraft a lot and my bank would clip me constantly. Thanks to things like Chime now, they don't do that. So it's not going to hurt. They're not going to sting you when you're down. It's the new way to build credit history with your own money and get rewarded every single day.
No annual fees, no interest, and no strings attached. And when you get qualifying direct deposits, you get 1.5% cash back on eligible Chime card purchases.
Chime is not just smarter banking. It's the most rewarding way to bank. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free today.
It's just a few minutes to sign up. Head to chime.com/badfriends. That's chime.com/badfriends.
Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services, a secured Chime Visa credit card, and MyPay line of credit provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. MyPay eligibility requirements apply, and credit limit ranges $20 to $500. Optional services and products may have fees or charges. See chime.com/fees info. Advertised annual percentage yield with Chime Plus status only. Otherwise, 1.00% APY applies. No min balance required. Chime card on-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Results may vary. See chime.com for details and applicable terms.
We're not doing that fucking movie anyway.
I was considering it.
No chance.
Andrew promised.
Yeah.
You know when he chases, this is a funny, I wonder if your guys do this. Like after the show's done, you know, we're done, we're wrapping up, we're saying goodbye. And then they'll follow you to your car to ask you one thing, not in front of everybody else.
Yeah.
He's like, Andrew. And he chased me to the parking lot. I go, what's up, man? He's like, just wondering. And as he's doing this, I'm getting into my car. I'm already gone. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm leaving. You know what I mean? It's like a kid being like, when will you be back, Dad? I'm like, I'm not coming back, buddy. Your mom has you now. And he goes, do you think you will be in the movie, maybe? What did I say?
I said yes, for sure.
Yeah, I said, 100%. Of course I will.
Yeah, but you're not.
This is a movie you're making?
Yeah, there's no way.
Oh. Yeah, there's no fucking way, dude.
Yeah, he went to film school or whatever.
Yeah,
but,
bullshit. Total fucking bullshit.
We had a real director here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we had David Mamet sitting in this chair.
David Mamet.
We're going to work with this fucking guy?
Yeah.
We are. We're going to do your movie, and I can't wait to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to do it.
Andrew, I hope you consider the movie that we're...
I've heard... I don't know, man. You know what?
What?
I am very excited to even... We don't have... You have to... They have to tell me. No one's told me anything.
No, it's coming this week.
Oh, it is?
I swear to you, it's coming this week.
Wait, wait. Yeah. Are you being fucking... No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, right? And I don't like your mischievous smile.
Why?
Okay. Are you saying to me this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me.
And I'll be open.
Yes.
And I'll accept it.
Okay.
What you're telling me, Mr. Segura, is that you're going to offer him a part in your movie. Okay.
Yes.
Through his agency.
Yes.
Right. Or my agent's going to call me.
You're going to audition for it.
To be honest, because we're friends, I love you so much.
I love you too.
We did Indian seances in Canada, mm-hmm. right? We've gone through so much together.
Yeah.
What are you asking? Ultimately, what are you asking?
Am I gonna get an offer?
Oh, you want to get an offer for the movie?
Yeah, because you're getting one.
We don't know that.
He just said it.
We don't know that.
Okay. Hypothetically, would I get one? Not hypothetically. Am I getting one?
I don't know yet. Because
why? Good job at that thought.
It's not like that. It's not like that.
You don't understand. Man.
You don't. There's a lot of. It's not me going. Him yes, him no. It's not like that.
Oh, you? You don't think I know how movies work?
Well, then why are you yelling?
Look at my IMDb, guy.
Let's check out his IMDb.
Oh, here we go. Now you're gonna fucking shame me, dude.
No, what's your problem? You're probably gonna get something you never know.
Okay, let's see this IMDb.
No, I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Look at that. Stacked.
Shit.
Stacked.
So many.
What else do you need?
God damn.
Look at that. Right there. Kicking it old school. Chilly chill. I mean, it never ends.
What's your favorite thing that's on there? Do you have one favorite?
He's got to fix the mic.
Bad thoughts.
Oh, stop.
Hello. I know. Listen, I'm being real.
Yeah.
Let's be real for a second. I know how the biz works. And
do you?
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
And I understand why you would. And I'll catch you on the flip side.
On the flip side?
Yeah. I'll catch you on the flip side.
But it's not like, definitely not like.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
I'm going to tell, can I cut this off and change this?
Change the subject.
I want to say something.
Yeah. Okay, let's get real.
We are a little heartbroken. We do miss you. It's a little annoying that everyone left us. Can we be honest and tell our friends
that real.
Everybody left us? We're here alone on this little island.
Yeah. Also, it's gonna die out there.
Oh, he's trying to curse it.
Well, he was telling me that in 2020,
right?
He's like, you don't feel the fucking wave coming back here right now. And I go, no.
I did say that, huh?
Oh, you did.
No, you know what? I think we're jealous.
It's not jealous. We miss our friends. I miss.
That's the thing. It's like when half the community moves. You know what I mean? It's like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
It was so fun, by the way, to be in the store the other night when we ran into each other in the store. That was such a fun night.
That was a fun night.
Felt like the old days,
The old days. You know what I mean? I remember when Rogan was there, all these guys, you know what I mean?
Seth
Rogan, yeah. And all those guys. God, you're so quick today.
Thanks, man.
God, you're so good.
Now you turn it up.
Good sleep?
Yeah, did you?
Not really.
I can tell.
Why?
Because your demeanor.
Oh, my demeanor's off?
You're slower today. You sound slurry.
Really?
It's early for you.
Yeah, it's early for me.
Wait, how? This is early?
Very early.
Oh, yeah.
Too early.
What's a normal wake-up time? I know we've talked about it, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
Four-ish.
No.
When I have nothing... Yeah. When I have nothing to do... right? So when I have nothing...
Dude, how funny is that? How funny is that for you to fucking say that to me in front of my fucking face when I have nothing to do? We have so much going on. And it's so funny. What he's saying is when Andrew has all the stuff to do and I don't do any of it, I get to fucking sleep till 5. It's amazing.
That's insane, bro.
He sleeps till 4 p.m. And then we shoot at 6 or 7 p.m. usually.
I don't have children.
Neither do I. We have jobs.
Yeah.
Wait, so what, to get up at 4, what time did you go to sleep, though?
Well, last night, for instance, if I may.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You may.
All right, so I was playing Oblivion, but watching House of the Dragon at the same time.
Oh, double down.
Yeah, I was doubling down.
I love
it. You know what I mean? But with Oblivion, I can just wander.
Right. You don't need to really be in the game.
Pick up mushrooms, you know what I mean? You know,
you're foraging and stuff.
Well, I'm an alchemist
in
the
game.
So I like making potions and stuff, you know what I mean?
You're quite the alchemist in the real world as well, Mike.
Yeah, and then taking grand soul gems, turning them into black soul gems, you know what I mean?
But you are slurring. Is that from a thing?
I haven't slept good last night.
Okay, it's not like a neurological condition or something.
Are you being fucking real right now? You think I'm slurring?
Well, you said... I'm picking up mushrooms.
You did slur.
Okay.
He is right.
Or I'll be more clear then.
Okay.
All right. So what I'm going to say, just to make it dumb. Let me finish. Okay. So then the birds tweet.
Chirp. Very good.
Chirp. Right.
Uh-huh. Sounds like I'm teaching you English.
Yeah, you're right.
Then the
I literally had 1 hour of sleep last night.
I know.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So.
What?
Wait, you're playing the game, the movie's on.
TV show.
And then what?
TV show.
It's 5, 6 a.m. later?
5, 6 a.m.
Okay.
And then I go, bath time.
He takes a bath. He loves morning baths.
So I have buckets in the bathtub and also my tree oil.
Tea tree.
Whatever.
We're going to figure it all out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tea tree oil. Yeah. Oh. So I had 1 hour of sleep. So
okay.
I'm like really tired right
now. Were you going on a date last night, though?
No date.
Don't lie.
Swear to God.
Wait, so the bath is over around 7, 8 a.m.?
It's called a Korean ritual.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you get body scrubbed, too? You got scrubbed?
So I have two scrubbers.
Uh-huh.
One for my feet.
Yeah.
And one for my whole body.
What are the buckets for in the tub?
Because when you do...
Yeah,
towel.
That, right. Yeah. Then I take the bucket, fill it with warm water, and I pour it over my back.
Oh wow, you're super Korean.
Yeah. I lay there, listen to music, and then then it's 10.
Then it's 10.
Yeah. Now it's 10, man. Now it's 11, right?
That's when I'm on the call with Ireland.
Yeah. That's exactly. And then what happens is I hear my dogs.
Yeah.
In the backyard, because my bedroom, you have a pool and a really nice backyard.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't have to flex that hard.
He does, dude.
Ozempic. I took a shot yesterday.
Yeah, we know.
And now I'm like, oh my God, the dogs are running around. I'm fucked.
Right, they're hungry. They have to eat and piss and
shit. So then I double check my fucking phone to see if the alarm is on.
Mm-hmm.
It was on,
yeah.
Yeah. And then I went to sleep.
Okay.
So what's up? What's up, bra?
What's up?
What do you got a problem with that, bro?
So that's about 11:30 or
so. No, that's a normal day. You're not a weird guy.
Yeah. Okay. But normally, like for instance, the Karate Ghost week.
Yeah.
Well, you're filming is a different thing.
So if I have a 5 a.m. call time, I'm there.
Yeah. I was going to say, how hard is it for you to pivot when you're working in a production and
I don't sleep.
You just don't.
I just show up like fucking no sleep.
So you show up and then...
But then if I have 2 days in a row, then that night I'll sleep at 7.
Right, you'll just pass.
Yeah.
And he knows the lines.
Yeah, he's a pro.
I do. I know my lines.
He'll show up knowing the lines. That is a fact.
He does
show up knowing the lines and he shows up on time.
You know what I'm getting better at though? Memorizing lines when I'm there.
It's giving you more incentive to not memorize lines.
No. What I'm just saying, I still memorize them, but there was one day where I was like, I was so tired, I'll just do it in the morning.
Right.
Right? And it was a lot of pages.
Oh, shit.
And I could just do it quickly. You know what I mean? What?
You're really solidifying your offer from the new movie.
Yeah. Well, that's just, I just get panicked if you're like.
Well, you're the lead. You're number one on the call sheet.
For that, yeah.
Yeah, so you have a lot of lines.
Yeah, that's true.
And that horror movie did really good.
Yeah.
I think the best number.
What was that movie called?
What, the one that I had a role in?
Yeah, you were like the VHS clerk.
Oh, Countdown.
Countdown, yeah.
Bring it up. I want to see a photo of it.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
When I saw Sigourney, because I watch every horror movie.
Type in his name with the Countdown.
Actually, the scene for me is...
There he is.
No, but the...
Look at the acting.
The scene with the... next to it.
Yeah, in the cell phone store.
That goes like... That's like... even like hood clips will replay it because people love a customer service guy being like, hey, fuck off.
Yeah. So I honestly, I loved your scenes in that movie.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But yeah.
That is on hood clips, 100%.
1,000%.
That's World Star's favorite shit.
They're like, hey, and then people comment like, well, she deserves it. She was talking shit.
Yeah, bitch deserved that shit. Get up on my motherfucking man's face.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Too much?
Yeah.
You did it?
I know, but we're doing it in context. You know what I mean?
Oh. What?
No, that's good.
All right, okay.
You know my favorite thing to watch is, by the way, it's graduation season, and Black Graduation is the greatest thing in the world. Have you watched Black High School Graduation?
When they dance?
Oh, yeah.
They're losing their mind.
I love
the
it.
Most fun I've ever seen.
Yeah,
that
I
one
love
where it.
It
was like all women just
oh, bro.
Fucking absolutely
going fucking
chaos.
Off.
Chaos.
Give me videos. Go to YouTube.
Yeah.
Go to YouTube and just do Black Graduation Celebration.
Oh, it's wild. And then sometimes it goes from these incredible like dance, you know, like celebratory things to just an all-out riot. Like,
oh, yeah. Fights. Yeah, it's a fist fight. Yeah, it's a fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You know what they call that?
Huh?
Joy.
Yeah, joy and happiness.
You went to college, Tom?
Look at this. Look. Yeah. Hey. 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 Boom, boom. Hey. Hey.
That's so cool.
Bro, I fucking love this.
That is so cool.
I fucking love this so much. Damn.
Oh,
dude.
My God. It's so good.
Yeah, that's so good.
This is it. My grandma.
All right. That's
anyway.
It. And then a white person has to ruin it with salt.
Here's some turmeric.
That kid's moves were so
so
unreal.
Fucking
so good.
But I'm saying, though, how has this not been, how is this now, is this like new to us?
I know.
Well, white people are stiff, and they don't know joy.
Mm.
You don't think white people know joy?
Right.
At a level.
You think Asian graduations are buck like that? Are you out of your fucking mind?
What do you mean?
You think an Asian graduation celebration would be fucking wild?
Asian graduation.
Okay, look up the.
Down.
Oh, hold on.
Head
Carlos,
down.
Carlos, yeah. Look at me.
They go directly.
Carlos, look at me.
After that.
Look up the graduation where people can wear whatever they want in Japan. Oh. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm going to prove you wrong for once in my life.
What is it? Hello Kitty shit
all over the
fucking place?
No, just listen. Yeah, so people can...
With anything in your graduation. At Kyoto University, graduation isn't just about formal robes. It's a celebration of individuality. Instead of sticking to the usual caps...
That's
caps,
joy, dude.
Students at this renowned Japanese university...
Time out.
Have the
Yeah.
You guys are so repressed. As a culture that you're like, you have to dress up like weird fantasy creatures.
Yeah.
In order to like feel something.
No, it's expression.
No,
it's
because they're not allowed to express any other time of day. They have to be head down on the train, quiet.
Okay, is this a look at Tom?
And they also wore masks that you can't even actually express yourself in.
Right, it's just not
like,
even them.
Like mascot helmet.
Yeah, but with the head helmet on and off, it's the same thing. Their faces are the same.
Oh. This is repression.
Yeah.
This is heavy repression.
Oh, is this oppression?
What is that?
It's a ninja.
Oh my God, dude.
That's expression. What's your little sarcasm? Bomb? That's expression. Oh, that's Nagasaki? Was it a joke or
that
was
felt
it
like Hiroshima?
Oh, that was more Hiroshima. Yeah. That was definitely Hiroshima.
Yeah.
The cloud was big.
Don't even
lighter.
Try. Don't try to play like you're. Not, Asians are stiff as fucking whites. Black people celebration is individual to them. You don't get to
Tom,
get to be on that side of the fence.
Will you for once? Because you've been, it's been the duo.
Yeah.
Against Papa.
Yeah. That's okay? Bullshit.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is for once.
Yeah.
Is that a form of expression?
Is that a form of expression?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's. Very repressed expression, but yes, it is an expression.
This does not happen at Korean graduate. This is Japan. You don't get to do that.
Okay, we're talking about.
I feel
the
call,
like
if
the
a Korean
race.
Kid smiles at graduation.
Yeah,
it's just hey.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Don't smile.
Now give me a wild white fucking graduation celebration.
Shooting guns at each other.
Yeah,
she's like, hey. I'm going to wear my blue.
Yeah.
No, my case was black people celebrate like no one else. You can't lump this Asians into there.
Yeah.
Bullshit. I'm just.
You guys don't do it like
we're in the
do.
Mid. If
yes.
Blacks are tens, we're fives. You're zero.
You're above whites.
Okay.
Yes. That
Thank
is
you. So, that's all I wanted
but
to
But you're not near them.
Are they?
Yeah, they're above whites.
For their celebrating?
I would say for their oddity, their culture of oddity. They're weirdos.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they're weirdos.
Yeah. You bit the fucking king of the weirdos right here.
Yeah.
That, you know, I just got it. It's your American lens.
You're fucking American.
Okay, so what I'm saying to you,
you're from San Diego.
You know,
that's about the whitest place on planet Earth.
You have to wear a new pair of glasses.
I got LASIK.
No, I'm just saying, you have to look at life with a different lens.
Go on,
a different perspective.
Well, teach me.
What I'm saying is that, you know what I mean, culturally, you know what I mean, we're Americans, right? I dabble in Asian though.
I dabble in Asian as well.
You know what? Do you dabble in Asian?
Oh yeah.
You know, when I, you know, the way I walk and the way I behave, maybe it's a cultural thing that I'm from Asia.
It's a Bobby Lee thing.
And you perceive it as to be, you know what I mean, weird.
You're one of one.
When I'm just one of a billion.
Nobody's like you.
No, I don't think so.
No, nobody's like you, dude.
Okay.
I have met other Asians. None of them remind me.
None of them are like you. Okay. Jimmy O Yang, nothing like you.
Well, I was molested. And beat by my dad.
That's
what
white.
Happened.
That's white.
Yeah.
See, you are like us.
Yeah.
That's our thing.
And you need to go back to etiquette school, if we're being honest.
Yeah, you do.
Really?
I think you should probably do a little course.
Hey. Where are you going to go now?
No, I'm just going to tell you. I'm not going to attack you. I'm walking into a dinner.
Oh, he's walking into a dinner. Anybody order Chinese? Hey, buddy.
Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Excuse me.
Wow.
What do you think?
It looked good.
Thank you.
That was really respectful.
Yeah.
Very.
And like your Thanksgiving thing.
Right? My Thanksgiving dinner with my parents?
Yeah. What a lovely time.
So he was super polite there.
Dude, it was so fucking annoying. My mom literally goes, it was so good that everyone came over. I was like, no, it was nice. And she was like, and Bobby, oh, so, you know, he's so sweet. And I was like, you have no fucking idea, dude. It was such an act. It was such a fucking act. He had that glimmer in his eye. Like when he said goodbye, he turned to me and he was like, okay, bye. And then you're me. He turned and went like this.
Like, you did not
fucking
do that.
Devil. Yeah, dude.
What about my prayer?
Oh, dude. He said.
Dude, Tom, I did a Thanksgiving prayer at the table.
Oh, my God.
How great was that?
It was, you know, it was him. Are you still married to that lady?
Yeah.
He's the best.
Yeah.
I saw her in that.
You gotta get out of that, dude.
I know.
Dude.
You gotta get out of that, dude.
No, she's still there.
Kids aside.
But you've won the lottery in a way.
Yeah, you have a fucking rad wife.
She's
awesome.
Not just that. It's like if I was dating a comic or married to one, it's rare to find a super funny one.
And ones that last. I know this is cornball shit, but honestly, it is funny. You two. The only other comic couples that's married, and obviously you've been married much longer, Moshe Natasha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And.
Oh, you're talking about comics.
Comics that are married.
Yeah.
Mark Norman and his.
Mark Norman and his wife. Yeah, that's right.
Comics. Okay.
But that's also new. They've been married for way longer.
Andy and.
Rosebud
Baker. Comics. That's new.
Newer.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the other.
Fun game.
Fuck, this is too many more people than I thought.
Yeah.
Isn't Hannah?
Hannah Berner?
Oh, Hannah Berner and her husband.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. Yeah, both good stand-ups.
Yeah.
What are these lists?
Persons.
AI thing.
Yeah, the AI, it's wrong.
But the proof is.
The point is, it's incredible that you two have stayed together.
Yeah.
This long, being both comedians and both reserving your career, and no one had to stop.
But all those examples is that they all are both funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've never seen like a really great comic marry an open micer. You know what I mean?
That wouldn't work.
I don't think it would work.
Bad friends.
You might.
Okay. Anyway,
you might have a harem.
So it does, yeah. But you guys are together. And that's great. What did celebrate that?
Christina's great. She's awesome, man.
We love her.
So and she's a good actress. Yeah, she was great in Bad
Actress.
Talk. Yeah.
Great mom. Great fucking, she's the best, man.
But honestly, be real with us.
Yeah.
You don't miss us at all?
I miss you guys. Crazy.
Do you
Can
really?
I tell you this too? This is also totally sincere.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this show is so fucking funny.
Like, this fucking dumb show?
This dumb show. This is the only one of the only things that, like, you know, we all are scrolling all the time. I watch every clip for your guys' show.
Tommy, come on.
No,
and you
I'm
know
serious.
What? I would share the same sentiment, but I can't watch Bort.
No.
I'll watch you. I can't watch Bort.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's we don't Bort? Even see fucking Bert anymore. I'm joking around Bert.
Oh, yeah, Bert's
I can't
bad.
Even see Bert anymore.
Because of his appearance?
Yeah. I can't be near him. No, we never see him fucking anymore. He's the only guy that stayed in L.A. And how often do you see Bert, for real?
Not much.
I went over to his house. We had a little get-together. You came. But then outside of that, he's never here.
But do you really miss us? You miss your friends?
I do a lot.
Tom.
We do a lot, actually. It kind of sucks.
Remember I did a little dance when you were sitting back there?
Yeah.
So he's in the worst sitting in the back bucket booth.
I can't hear a word you just said.
Yeah, he's in the back booth, like the little chairs in the back.
Oh, he's in the buckets,
yeah. What didn't you understand?
It was a rough sentence. It was rough.
Rocket Money.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Bobby was spending so much money on stupid apps and stuff.
Games. It was meditation apps.
Dude, we did Rocket Money for him, and it was almost embarrassing how much money he was spending.
I probably saved thousands of dollars.
Thousands, you probably saved. Yeah. Truly, because you didn't know what you were doing. And you know what? Most people don't know. Rocket Money has a dashboard that gives you a clear view of your expenses across all your accounts so you know what you're paying for.
Easily create a personalized budget with custom categories to help you keep your spending on track. See your monthly spending trends in each category to know exactly where your money is going.
Rocket Money is going to help even negotiate to lower your bills for you. They automatically scan your bills to find opportunities to save. You can ask them to negotiate for you. They'll deal with customer service. You don't have to. And Rocket Money has over 5 million users, has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when they use all the app's premium features.
Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money.
Download the Rocket Money app and enter our show name, Bad Friends, in the survey so they know we sent ya.
Don't wait. Download the Rocket Money app today and tell them you heard about them from our show.
Blue Chew.
You guys, 53-year-old man here, ED dog, and I need to rise.
The ED dog.
Yeah, and in a situation where I need to rise, you know what? I just choo-choo here. A couple of minutes later, bam. And the women go, woo-woo.
Yay. Yeah. Have better sex with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. And starting now, Blue Chew is offering a combo so strong, it'll knock your socks off and your neighbor's socks off too. You'll have to move towns with the amount of noise you'll be making. Blue Chew Max has arrived and it combines the active ingredients of Viagra and Cialis in one chewable. This combo acts fast and lasts.
Guys, be ready when she needs it and get your first month of Blue Chew for free.
For free. Great sex is a few clicks away. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of the licensed medical providers. Once you're approved, you're going to receive your prescription within days at your doorstep. All you got to do is put it in your mouth and brrrr.
Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door.
That's right. Get bricked up like a brick house. Don't miss out on the best sex of your entire life. Make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com.
And we got a special deal for our listeners. Try your first month of Blue Chew free when you use promo code BADFRIENDS. Just pay $5 shipping.
That's promo code BADFRIENDS. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast and for keeping Bobby Lee hard.
Aber was ich noch erzählen wollte, meine Nichte kämpft sich ja ganz schön durchs Studium. Semesterbeitrag, Laptop, Bücher, Software, Handy, Internet. Ey, so ein Master ist echt teuer.
Ach, sag ihr, sie kann sich das zurückholen.
Ja, du meinst von der Steuer absetzen, ne? Aber sie verdient ja nicht.
Egal, Zauberwort Verlustvortrag. Macht sie ganz einfach mit Wieso Steuer. Und wenn sie dann arbeitet, heißt es Katsching.
Das geht?
Safe, Wieso Steuer.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück.
Jetzt kostenlos ausprobieren.
Ja.
Crank it up, man. Let's go.
All right. So anyway,
I was sitting in the back.
Yeah, and I walked in. I did a little dance in front of you.
You did
because of I was so happy to see you.
Yeah, it really was. It was fun memories, man. Being there was super fun.
The store is not the same, but it's okay. Things change. They come and they go. Are you going up at the mothership a lot or no?
Well, I've been on tour so much that I'm not one of those people when you know you get off of a week of grinding, you get home, you're like, I got to get back on stage right away. I don't do that.
Bobby.
Yeah.
You're that. You'll always just get up. You'll just go. You'll just do it again.
That's good. I still go. I went 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So it's just like depends on the time. But, you know, this summer I'm not going to tour. So if I'm...
What's on the docket for the summer? Vacay?
A little vacay.
And
then we shoot something.
Can we guess where he's going to vacation? Let's guess.
Oh, Bora Bora.
No.
I don't know where that is.
Something more elevated. That's in Tahiti.
That is? Okay. Elevated. Well, I'm going to say this about him.
Mm-hmm.
We did a show in Vegas. We went to that Jose Anders. What's her name?
Jose Andres.
Andres.
Hey. Fucking hometown guy.
Yeah, yeah. And I go, I thought to myself, oh, this is how he eats.
What do you mean, this is how he eats?
High level.
Huh?
High level.
High level food?
High level everything.
How much did he order?
I don't remember.
You order for everybody.
Yeah, we had a feast.
It was a feast. It was the greatest steak I've ever had.
Ever?
I think so, because it was the way... It was
incredible.
Because they gave us a plaque.
Mm.
You know, sometimes when you get like Japanese Wagyu,
mm-hmm.
you just says it on the menu. This dude came up with an authentic, like a stamp.
Yeah, yeah.
From some Asian dude.
He stamped the Wagyu.
No, from the Asian dude. It was a gold, like, you know, like Game of Thrones, where you would like, wow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Put like, you know, wax to hold it together or whatever. And it was like signed by some Japanese dude.
Mm.
You know what I remember about this dinner too? It was a big dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably like 15 of us or something.
All right.
Table. And we had a security guy like assigned to us for this weekend.
Yeah.
And he was like, he came over to me. I thought he was going to tell me like something related. He goes, is it cool if my uncle comes by? And I go, what? He goes, yeah, just to like, you know, meet you. And I go, are you working right now? And he was like, yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, of course.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're having dinner and then the security guy, and then there's just some guy.
Just Unk?
Yeah.
And then Unk showed up.
He goes, could you come over here?
Oh, you want you to like get up from eating?
So
I
got up from the table and I was like, what's up, man? He goes, hey. And I go, hey. And he goes, yeah, I live here. I go, cool. I'm having dinner.
Wow. Wow. Did he sit down with us?
No, he did not sit
down.
Okay,
good.
But it'd been funny as shit if he sat down.
Oh, my God.
Can I get a plate? You're like, I guess, dude.
He showed
me
like photos of some shit he's working on. This is at the restaurant during dinner.
I love this guy.
Yeah, I like
when people are bold like that. I fucking think that's funny as shit.
You think so?
I think it's funny.
It would bother you.
It was very funny.
I think it would bother you.
I'd laugh about it, but we talk shit about it.
I know.
It's both.
Okay.
Yeah, you talk, but it's also hilarious.
Yes.
What circumstance would you not take a photo with somebody?
Dude,
funeral, obviously.
Funeral, yeah.
No, that's my I look my best. I'm wearing a suit. Wearing a fucking suit.
All right.
Take a photo.
I don't have that thing, dude. Like, I've been around friends of ours who I'm like, oh my God, when they're like, no, not now, like all that shit. I've never done that.
Never.
I haven't either.
I mean,
the only time
I've done it for other people, if that makes sense.
Ah, yeah.
You know, like one time I was at a dinner with Rogan and I see a guy like, there's like a plant in the restaurant and he's like, and I go, hey man, what are you doing? And he's just like, I go, he's having dinner. Like, so I did it for him.
Right.
I would never do it for me.
I can come up with some scenarios where you wouldn't do it.
Well, okay. If my kids,
when you're skydiving,
I was just going to say, if you're with your family,
if you're skydiving, you won't do it.
Bungee jumping.
Skydiving.
If you were in like a war, like, you know what I mean? Like you're Russian and then you're fighting Ukraine.
That'd
and the Russian guy goes,
photo?
Yeah.
Hey, can I get the photo? Not right now.
Yeah.
No, honestly, only I think I told a story on here. I was sitting down, we just got off a long flight. My wife and I are sitting down to have dinner, and this guy like barges up to the table and doesn't even acknowledge my wife, like stares right at me, like basically bumps into her way. He's like, yo, dude, I'm a fucking huge fan. Let me get a photo.
Mm.
And that line of questioning also, let me get a photo. It's like, what, dude? Fuck. I was like, dude. I go, brother, I'm at dinner with my wife. You need to fucking chill out. Like, you were being a little too. And he went and sat down. And then the server comes over with a bucket of ice and a bottle of champagne. And I was like, no, we're not ordering any booze. And she's like, no, this is from a gentleman in the restaurant. I was like, oh, fuck. We hate champagne.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like champagne.
I don't like champagne.
I fucking hate it. And she's like, it's one of this, you know, and the guy's like, oh, it's a really nice bottle. I was like, okay, don't open it. And they're like, don't open it. I was like, just put it in the thing. And I go, who's the guy? And then they lead me around the side. It's the guy.
Yeah.
It's the same guy. And I walked it up to him and I go, hey, man. And then he goes, dude, I just wanted to apologize. I'm so sorry. I took care of your meal. That was so fucking rude.
No, that's really
and
nice.
And I was like, buddy, you're the man. Yeah. I go, I don't drink champagne. Here, have it. Take it. He had like three girls with him. I was like, do your thing. Thank you. And then I said, let's take a photo. But that turned out the right way.
Sure.
But it was a cool move on him. He was like, I paid for your meal. I was like, oh, that's fucking.
That's nice.
But at the beginning, I was very like, dude, get the fuck out of here.
Are you, right. Do you shut people down?
Never, but there's some annoying circumstances.
Like, if somebody did that, if you're at dinner with a girl and somebody barged and like ignored them, you'd be mad. You'd be like, dude, that's fucking crazy rude.
I had a guy come up to me and from behind, and I feel arms wrapped around me on the side like this. He goes, come on, man. Like that. Without even asking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He just snuck in and like, let's, you know what I mean? I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. I'll always take a photo. Yeah. But if I'm with my wife at dinner, I'm like, dude, I'm fucking dinner, man. That's insane. Yeah. But also the kind of person that just is chill about, is like thinks that that's chill. You're like, are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm at dinner. We're eating food.
That's the worst time to approach someone. Hands down.
Yeah. Well, just any other time.
Shitting also would be
I actually would.
I did have one time at a urinal, the guy next to me goes like, no shit. And I go, hey. And he goes, nice to meet you. And he sticks his hand up. And I go, oh, wait.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
So we're done.
Yeah.
Where would you not take a photo? You,
me specifically?
Yeah, you.
Like I said, funeral. I wouldn't do it if I was like AA meeting.
Can't do it. You can't.
AA meetings.
Did you get asked to take pictures at AA?
Bro, one time I was at an AA meeting, and it was a big one. It was in Louisville, Kentucky.
Those are big.
Yeah. No. It was a speaker meeting.
Fuck ground
right.
zero.
Dude. Right, right. That's where bourbon is made.
Yeah. You're talking about 200-300 people there, right?
Oh, damn.
Shit.
And so in AA meetings, they always go, is there anyone from out of town? Right. But that was my mistake. Would you please introduce yourself? I go, hi, I'm Bobby. I'm from Los Angeles. I've been sober for whatever the time it was, 12 years, whatever. And I sat back down. Then after the meeting, there was a line.
Yeah.
To take a photo with me. And I just went, I can't do this.
Yeah.
It's
it's an invasion of your privacy.
But not only that, it's just like, I go to regular meetings. You know what I mean? Sometimes I go to celebrity ones, but like,
He does, dude. He loves celebrity meetings.
Yeah.
Who's going to be there?
No!
Oh, who else is getting clean?
Yeah.
Well, I want to ask you a question. And obviously, I'm not asking you to reveal actual details, but in a broader sense, have you ever been to a celebrity meeting where a celebrity reveals something? And it's just like your dopamine rush is just like,
I've heard some crazy shit from gigantic people.
Really?
Fuck.
I go to this meeting, I'm gonna tell you what night.
Yeah,
but it's an all men's meeting.
Tuesday. Yeah.
What?
Thursday.
No, it's not Thursday.
No, it's Tuesday.
Yeah. And it's invite only. Uh-huh. And it's all legendary rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I got in it way back in the day when I was on Mad TV, when I got sober then.
You have to get recommended. It's like Raya. Somebody has to recommend you.
No, somebody has to go up to the guy and go, can this guy come?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I've been turned down by celebrity meeting. You know that?
No.
I swear to God.
What, do they check your star meter? Why the fuck
would
they?
No, when I first got sober this time, remember?
Yeah, when you were kicking the habit.
2022.
Yeah, kicking the habit.
My therapist goes, you should contact this person because he has a really good meeting. So I called this guy.
Paul Rubens.
And I go, I just got sober again. Can I go to your meeting? He goes, you're not big enough.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Said that for real?
But yeah, honestly.
It hurt me.
I do know who the guy was.
Yeah. I wasn't big
enough. You're not big enough.
I'm not big enough.
But he hasn't seen Bad Thoughts. Maybe you call him again.
That's also true.
Yeah.
But I went to this, this Monday night, and it's like, it's so intimidating.
To see the
because I've cried in that meeting.
Is the person who said
that's good?
Said you're not big enough a huge name though?
Yeah.
Oh, they are too.
Yeah.
And they're like, sorry, man.
Yeah, it's just you can't go.
Maybe do a
should I get
do
sober?
A Marvel thing?
I should get sober just to see if I could get into better.
I would relapse then.
Fucking love that.
If you call me, and go, hey, he let me in the meeting. I would be like,
how funny would that be if I got into more important meetings than you?
Dude, you gotta do it.
I'm gonna do it, dude. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. It's weird, but I like to go to regular ones like the plumbers and all that stuff because it's like I want to feel normal.
Yeah, but also like you're also the...
No, wait. That's not... No. What I'm saying... Let me rephrase
it. But don't you want to be the big shot at the...
No.
He does.
Yes.
He does.
Cut all that out.
Shut up.
Cut that out.
Stop it.
They're all like, we're just regular guys. And you're like, me too.
No, because with alcoholism, right, it's just like you want to have commonality with people.
Yeah.
And a connection, right? And I want to bond people through alcoholism. Mm. And
do you share a lot? Are you a sharer?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, and...
Dude, he loves to share.
Yeah.
He gets up there.
In fact,
he kills.
You know what I don't like? When it's like... So there's two types of... There's three types of meetings, okay?
Okay.
Speaker meeting, mm-hmm. right? And then there's like a circle where everyone shares. But the worst kind, and I went to one Tuesday like this, where it was like, anyone can share it, but you have to raise your hand.
Ugh.
Right? So I can't, I can't do it.
No.
Right? And so when somebody doesn't raise their hand, they'll pick somebody. So sometimes I'll go, pick me. You know what I mean? But I can't raise my hand.
Because you feel like it's too desperate?
Yeah, I just want to, because it's like, you know, and I'm always. Because
you're an attention whore.
No, I'm not.
No, we're stand-ups.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Yeah. We are. You are.
Yeah, I am.
You're an attention. Look at how you just reacted to that. You're an attention whore.
Yeah.
And those things are, I mean, that's.
So you'll speak, but not if you have to raise your hand. So in what circumstance do you speak?
So some meetings
he wants
this.
Them. He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to be like.
Pick me.
Yes.
Some meetings are like this where the secretary goes, this is, we point to you. You don't raise your hand. Those are the ones I like.
You like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you share something with us that you've shared at one of those?
Really?
Sure.
Because if I say it, it's gonna cringe.
No, we won't. I promise.
Yeah.
We're your friends.
Well, I'll like example. You know what I mean? You know, I'll say something like, you know, Socrates once said, "A life not self-examined is not a life worth living."
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so, what I love about AA is like it's internal. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's about looking in the mirror and looking inside yourself.
Mm.
And so, you know, I do the steps, you know, I think it's very important, you know. The weight lifted from 8 and 9, you know what I mean, is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think it's very important, that kind of thing.
Thank you, Robert. Like that, and then everybody.
Well, no, but sometimes they'll have a music, they'll play you off.
They'll play you off like the Emmys?
That's incredible. Like they know when they say you're done?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
You're like talking about, yeah, I was molested. Who let the dogs out? You know,
really cool.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, I'm done. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's pretty incredible that you give them that shtick.
I have so many different shticks I can use. You know what I mean?
When are you actually being real?
When there's a hot girl there.
Mm.
No, dude.
How many times have you scooped one up?
A million.
No.
He's gonna be yeah. so
One. Throughout my whole life, Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah, that's right.
Yeah, I shouldn't blow around anybody, but yeah, that was the only one. I don't go there to like hook up.
It's against the code?
No.
They call it the 13th step.
What is that?
It's so gross. It's like these old timers, guys, people with time, men and women, they see a newcomer
mm-hmm.
and they go in.
Hmm. And that's the 13th step.
Yeah, and it's not in the steps, but it's like.
No, I know, it's a hypothetical.
You're taking advantage of people's vulnerability and desperation
mm-hmm.
because you don't get sober unless you lost a lot. You know what I mean?
No.
No, if you lost a lot, you get. Did I say that wrong?
I have no idea.
You have to be a very low point in your life. The worst.
Yeah, you know, I mean, people that are newcomers have lost a lot.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they've, you know.
Well, it's a great place to be a predator, is what you're saying, right?
What I'm saying is that some people, not probably 1%, right, they'll go in and not predator, but they'll like, you know, hey, let me take you to. After the meeting.
Yeah.
Take it to lunch. Like, take it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Let me pick you up for meetings when their intention is this girl's hot.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's unfathomable and I think it's fucking wrong.
Wow, you're a really good person.
It's just that. It's just, here's the thing. And let's be real for a second, okay? The whole point of it is to get out of yourself.
Mm.
Right? So, it's, you know, when there's a newcomer, if I'm sitting there in a meeting and a newcomer goes, I'm a newcomer, I always reach my hand out and go, hey, man, welcome. You know, if you need anything, let me know. You know,
nice.
I think you're being a jerk.
I said that's nice.
Yeah, when you do this, though.
Well,
I'm
listening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, let's move on from
that. No, I said that's nice. Yeah. I was being nice. I was being jerk.
What, Tom?
You'll also welcome like an attractive woman, right? You'll welcome them?
If you need anything.
Yeah.
No, you know, but anyway, you inspired me.
You've inspired all of us, Tom.
Yeah.
And the biggest bummer of all is... We don't get to see you more.
I know, dude.
But the only way we can see you is by watching Netflix. Bad Thoughts.
Bad
available
thoughts.
Right now on Netflix.
Yeah.
Streaming. Name some of the other people that are in this fucking
show. So, Shea Whigham's in it.
Boom.
Who's also in the new Mission Impossible.
Phenomenal.
Some time for us.
Dude.
Dan,
when I saw him.
Can he finish?
Dan Stevens.
Dan
incredible
Stevens.
Incredible actor.
Yes, true.
Daniela Pineda.
Phenomenal.
She's phenomenal. Who else? Roberto Lee. Bobby Lee.
Roberto Lee.
Oh, my God. Rob Eilert. Kirk Fox.
Kirk's
great in it. He's fantastic in it. Malin Barr. Christina Pajitsky.
Okay. Think of how
Alan Rachel. Yeah, Rachel Bloom
Rachel
is who's
Bloom.
In it. The same
Alan Barnholtz.
That's right.
Ike's dad.
Ike's dad?
Yeah. I did a scene with him. I love Alan.
Joseph Rogan.
Yep.
None other than Joseph Rogan.
Yep. What did Joe do in it? He
plays a gay, like a regular gay. Yeah, very funny.
That's so great.
And Sickler, Sick Dog.
Oh, yeah, Sickle Cell.
The boy.
Sickle Cell's in it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you ever try to convince him to move down to Austin, Sickle?
We've talked about it. You know, everybody at some point
has talked about it.
And then even now, people go, like, I got to get out of this city. I'll say it now.
I guess
maybe post fires and shit, people start talking about it more.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't know.
We should get a place down there.
No.
It'd be fun.
I won't.
Why?
I still love it here, though. I have to say that. I do love it.
You love LA.
I love LA.
I love your house.
The one that burned down?
Yeah. Burned down after you left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You went to that house?
Yeah.
His entire family was in that house when it burned.
Really?
It's extremely expensive,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can we talk about... I tried to bring up the last episode, but then we made a joke out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm being real. Okay.
Be real.
Have you heard of King Charles? Not the dog. It's a dog, right? I remember last
Why
time I was trying to bring it up.
Why are you trying to push this on us?
Because I want you to... So can I tell you who...
My opinion.
Yes.
My guess is that the girl you're dating has a King Charles.
Yep. No, it's not about King Charles the dog. It's a dog named...
God, that's an adorable dog.
No. King Charles the alpha dog.
What is this?
That guy.
What about him?
Oh, yeah. This video is great.
Yeah, it's so great. See that?
I'm just trying to ingest.
So basically, in China...
You haven't seen this video? Is that what he's...
I have never seen it.
Yeah. So, right in China, right? There's like
a dog... Oh, I know how the video ends then.
No, it's not like that. It's a sanctuary. So there's a dog sanctuary, right? And there's hundreds of dogs there, right? I'm boring you?
No, it's just... so many jokes are running through. It's unbelievable. I mean, you're like literally... I'm like loading a gun.
I know.
You're like, in China, there's 100 dogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kept as a sanctuary. I'm like, this is a buffet. But okay, go ahead.
All right. So what I'm saying is that... But there's one dog. His name is King Charles, and he's the alpha dog. But he's not the biggest.
Right.
He's super small.
Right.
And the way the dogs behave in front of him... So this video in itself is... You see, King Charles is not in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of dogs are fighting.
Right.
Right? King Charles... But it's in the subtle details.
Yes.
So slow... Right?
Exactly.
So play again. See, the dogs are going crazy.
They're all fighting.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? They're all fighting. Right? Yelling at each other. Here comes King Charles. That one... See the... Let's push pause.
That's
rewind a little
one
bit.
One dog bowed to him.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what dog to his left bows, the other one gets up and leaves.
That's the most Chinese shit I've ever seen. They bowed. They taught that dog how to bow. It's fucking
bow.
It's amazing.
This brown dog leaves. Right, go.
Yeah, the brown dog's like, fuck.
I'm out of here.
Look at that. The rest of them.
Whoa.
The other one goes into the gate. It's like, I'm out.
I'm out.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's slowly.
Everyone leaves.
Out. Everyone leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've been obsessed with this guy.
This is how you see yourself. Smaller, but... commanding.
Oh, wow. Is that a real observation, you think, though? Is that relevant to you? That you feel like this is the dog you identify with? You're like, I'm not as big as the other dogs, but I should be respected the way that they respond.
Let me tell you the dog that he is in this video. Start the video over, okay? I'll tell you who Bobby is.
Okay.
Okay, all these dogs are fighting. Pause. You see the dog sleeping?
Yes.
That is fucking you. That is fucking you.
And that dog gets up and goes,
look
oops.
At that. Oh, fuck this. Fuck this.
That's me, dude?
100% that's you. That's literally you. There's no argument about it. Look at that. Keep watching fuck off. Look at that. Fuck off. He's gone.
Yeah.
Or that's you, buddy.
Well, who?
That's you on the ground. That's me after you bail on an interview. I'm the King Charles, and you bailed on another fucking gig.
Okay.
And then look at this, and you try to make excuses, and I put my foot on your throat.
But it does give you a life. It gives me a perspective of, like, you know what I mean, sizes and everything.
Nice. You're, yeah.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the other day I was at the Improv. There was a gigantic door guy. He's like 6'3".
Mm-hmm.
He's standing out front. And I walked up to him, and like his breasts, you know what I mean? My head is at his breast.
Yeah.
Right.
And I just walked up to him and kissed his breast. How'd and walked go? Away. This King Charles shit, dude.
How did he react?
Didn't like it at all. Yeah. He's that bottom dog.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You kissed that man's tit?
Just like that.
What did he say?
He laughed.
Yeah.
Of course. When Bobby Lee kisses you in the breast, dude.
It's funny.
It's funny, dude.
It is fucking funny.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how you get away with that.
What do you mean?
I don't know how you do that. Imagine if Tommy and I kiss somebody's tit.
It wouldn't go.
Is that the weird? Is that the weird thing you're talking about?
Yeah, dude. If we're gonna go full circle, that's what we were talking about at the beginning. Most guys don't kiss other guys' tits.
The only thing you should leave with here today is just knowing how not normal you are,
dude. But in a good way.
In a good way. It's so endearing.
I want you to impart some words of wisdom for our good friend Tom Segura before he leaves, because you are an all-knowing, all-seeing, all-being individual, and people come here looking for advice about the world and life and comedy and career.
I see. Okay, so, I see. Okay.
Hold on. Okay.
Let him get in his, too.
Okay.
I'll make up a proverb.
Please.
Well, don't say make it up. Just pretend like it's a, you know what I mean?
No, but that's how special I am.
You need to say it, then.
Okay, but you're right. I apologize. A man who says this. Is that a word?
That sounds like a proverb to me.
Yeah. Heary. A man who promises gold to a fellow man and negates on that gold is a man who should be boiled in water.
America wa oiki. Oiki deska.
Whoa.
Deska kukriam piti ai tongo.
Konnichiwa, tom des dozo yoroshiku.
Do you really know the language?
Yes, he's Japanese, speaking right? Japanese.
Yeah. Holy fuck, dude. Forget what I said then. Forget what I said.
Ladies and gentlemen, do yourself a big favor on behalf of the Bad Friends family. Please go watch Bad Thoughts right now on Netflix.
Please do.
Our best buddy, Tom Segura, we miss and love, and we know he's doing right by us down there.
I'll tell you why you should watch it.
Because you're in it.
Yes. And also, I want a second season so we can continue my story.
Oh, interesting that you think you'd go back.
I know, probably not.
It's on him, not on you.
I know. Okay, everything's on him.
I'd love to have you
back. I'm not going
to
do it.
Arigato. Arigato arimasu.
Can you look in the camera and say thank you for being a bad friend?
But say thank you for being a bad friend in Japanese.
Warui tomodachi de te kurete arigato.
Wow.
That was so good.